Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHP. I'm taking the whole crew out there for the premiere of Rocky Live on Stage tomorrow night.
That's exciting, man.
Including Steve St. John Sr.
Oh, boy. That's fun. You have to let me know how it all goes and how it looks, because I want to take my family, too, once I get back to town.
What do you think about this, Jake? You going to go out there, see your boys in a performance of Rocky?
When's it playing through?
The 28th.
To the 28th?
But it's like, there's, I think nine performances?
Yeah.
There's a couple matinees still in there. Oh, look at this guy walking in here. Look at this guy strutting. Ah, you locked the door on him. Let him in, Nate.
You can do it.
Push hard. Use your muscles.
You could do it. Put your ass into it.
You got to use that elbow grease there, Dieter.
I thought you had muscles.
I thought you lifted.
What happened, dude?
Live.
Alabama loses. Yeah, it's live.
Do you even lift, bro?
First thing, the elevator shuts, stops, and then the door's locked.
Yeah, right.
You're trying to keep me out of here.
You didn't get stuck on the elevator.
Yeah, I did. I was in there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, were you really? Right.
What were you doing?
5 minutes?
I was just sitting there. I'm like, what?
That's a long time.
I thought this was only two floors over here.
You're lying.
What happened to Alabama against UConn? Let's get right to it before Sherman gets here. Come on.
I mean, I don't think it surprised anybody.
Well, no, it is. But what do you, like, you watch it, what happened?
Alabama doesn't have a big man.
Mm.
You can't win college basketball without a big man. I think that's clear with Purdue going to the championship and what UConn did with having two guys that are dominant down low. Yeah, I think it's cool to see that big men are that valuable at the college level, because I think NBA, you're starting to see that trend where dominant big men are on the way back. So it's fun to see that it translates. But, yeah, UConn is unbelievable. I mean, those guys.
Juggernaut.
Yeah. There's never been a team that's dominated the tournament like that, right? Ever?
I don't think so. Double digits in two straight years?
I saw some.
12 straight games?
Yeah, I saw some other stat, like the last 25 years, they won more championships than Duke's ever won, too. That's kind of crazy. Just in the past 25 years and versus Duke's history of Duke.
But I'm going to tell you what, this is. There's some Kansas fans out there that are still super pissed off and pushing back against about this blue blood thing. I just don't care.
I feel like me and Steven are
Jake's guy.
Maddie.
Yeah, this, I saw.
He's digging this.
I don't want it on my timeline.
Planting that flag,
but it just shows up. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want it, and
yeah.
it was about a 1,000-word essay of why UConn can't be in it and can never be in it.
Well, they could.
That's fantastic. What a stance.
In the year 2099, they might be able
right.
to.
That's so absurd.
You have to do this for 100 years, and someone said, oh, so you're saying that winning more championships in 25 years than you have in 100 years isn't enough.
There's a whole Reddit thread.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
know what to say about that.
I just feel like our vibes are the same right now.
Yeah,
gold chains out.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Zip down.
It's a vibe.
Nate, where you at?
I have a gold chain.
You don't do it.
I've never had a chain.
You don't want it.
Middle of the mall, buddy. Come on.
Yeah. If you want a gold chain, I can get you a gold chain. You've never expressed that you wanted one.
I had one.
Do I want one?
Turn my neck green.
I don't know. I don't know if you want one.
Big Masters guy?
Yeah, Big Masters.
I don't know that I really can pull off a gold chain.
You don't pull it off, you just got a clasp.
Yeah.
You know?
Weird, I'm just saying, buddy. I think, I don't know that it looks, that I would look good in the gold chain.
You don't have to pull it off.
You have to have if you have the confidence, you can pull off anything.
I don't know that I have the confidence for a gold chain.
Yeah, the right one, you.
Yeah. Some of us are just built different, man.
Yeah, okay. You guys are.
We built different.
Hard for you to open a door, but you got that chain on.
Wow.
Thing was sticky.
Yeah.
Thing was sticky.
It gets stuck.
It does get stuck. And then you think it's locked.
Well, that's the first time. I mean, usually it's nice and easy to just pop that thing open, but.
Usually.
You think I look all right in the gold chain?
I think you can pull it off.
All right.
No, no chance.
I'm doing it. Just
do it.
Just because Jake says I can't.
Word on the broadcast.
All right.
I'm still not buying the elevator stick.
All right. We'll go press the buttons.
Is the elevator stuck on Sherm right now?
No.
Sherm's dropping his kids off at school.
Okay.
So what else? I mean, Royals. How about the Royals?
Let's go Royals, huh? Get on that bandwagon.
Yeah, your boy Stro got lit up last night.
Yeah, he didn't have his command. That's
it's okay. You can. There's plenty of room over here in the Royals bandwagon for you.
No,
the Royals got a better run differential. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's great. they haven't played really any good teams other than the Astros, who are not really showing that they're that good this year. So
Mike Stanton, he finished his home run cycle against every team in the major leagues.
Who's that?
Mike Stanton.
Stanton.
Yeah.
He won't call him Giancarlo.
His name's Mike.
Yeah.
Who was the last team he needed one against?
Last night.
Got it.
Against the Marlins. Oh,
that's his former team.
Yeah. All 30.
The Royals are legitimately good.
No, they are good. Yeah. I think it's going to be fun to watch them as the season goes on to see how they can keep competing. Obviously, they've started off the season great, which is fun to watch. It's fun when baseball's played at a high level in your city. It gives you reason to go out to the games and watch.
Because you love baseball.
Yeah, big baseball guy. And I'm obviously Yankees till I die, but it's fun to cheer for a team that shows potential, and it's fun to watch. I think they've shown that this year.
Maybe a little DraftKings in the Royals, huh?
Nah, I have bad luck with those guys. See, when I bet on them, they always lose. And when I bet against them, they always win. So it's I'm in the pickle of it. I can't figure it out.
What about the Masters? You see Jake's got his Masters pullover. He's ready. Is there any do you put any action on the Masters?
No, I feel like I always turn it on. It's always a nice thing to have on TV in the background and just always take a nap to it.
Well, you usually give us tips.
Tiger is like a minus one. I looked this up. He is like a minus one. It's like the fourth worst odds to make the cut. Yeah, make the cut.
If he makes the cut, he sets a record, right?
Correct.
For most consecutive cuts made at the
Correct.
Masters.
It's like minus 165. You can bet that to miss the cut.
One start on the PGA Tour this season. Boy, look at Tiger. Ooh.
He's looking old, but you guys like his logo?
Mm-hmm.
You like that logo?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of weird.
So he has 23 in a row. He's tied with Couples and Gary Player.
What do you say, Jake?
I would bet on him to make the cut.
Yeah, he'll probably make the
cut.
Yeah,
someone's looking to put a little something extra on the Masters. Give us
my guy is
some guidelines here.
Kepka. So
Brooksy?
Yeah, I like Brooksy this week, and no one's talking about him. I mean, the odds on favor right now is Scheffler. I always feel like the odds on favor never wins.
Right.
I just feel like that. But I do think, I think he's like 105, minus 105 to make the top five. And I think, I mean, he's got an outrageous number of top fives, like 18 top fives in the last year and a half or something crazy like that. So I think a good bet would be, I mean, it's almost 2-1. Like, you know, for Scheffler.
Tiger at the Masters, though. I mean, that guy always pulls something out of his hat.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge win. If he breaks the record, you know, makes the cut, I think that's a giant win for him. And you
his tee time's pushed back to 2:54 Central.
Got some rain down there. It was at 12:40, but yeah.
Golf needs him.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Tiger, for him to make the cut, I think that's just like the most Tiger thing ever, right? I mean, he's going for greatness. He wants that record, and you know he has that bar.
Like, well, we just learned with the NCAA women's tournament. When it comes to sports, it's more about the personalities and the characters a lot of times than it is the pure ability,
yeah.
Right? Like it's obviously Caitlin Clark is an incredible player. But it was all the characters, right? It was all the different storylines that got us all into the women's tournament, where the men's tournament, we didn't know who half these guys are. There wasn't a compelling villain-hero battle. Tiger Woods gave you that in golf. What golfers right now capture the imagination of the average sports fan in this country?
Yeah, there's nobody.
Is there? I mean, like, does Brooks Koepka get anybody fired up? He's kind of an a-hole, right? Like, he just seems like kind of an aloof.
He was on the trend of being that guy, but then he went to live.
Yeah.
He's battled some major injuries, and he's come back. But
is anybody, like, fired up about Brooks Koepka? He just seemed like him and that
I love
for
Brooks.
A while, him and Bryson DeChambeau hated each other, and they just seemed like a couple of dicks that like...
Wow.
Whoa.
You know?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow.
I told you he had a foul mouth today, didn't I?
Guy's fired.
What did I tell you in the 6 o'clock hour?
No,
I'm just saying you got a foul mouth.
But it seemed like two unrelatable, aloof guys going after each other.
I like Brooks. I can root for him. He's got five majors. I mean, for me, I think what's interesting is
you're a big golf fan.
I'm fairly big golfer. Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm not a diehard. I don't mean, I'm not sitting down every weekend watching every tournament.
You're wearing a Masters shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I went down there, you know.
Wow. That's a flex on his part. He didn't live there.
That's a pretty big golf fan.
Yeah, I'm a golf fan. I root for it. But, I mean, there are diehards out there that are watching tournaments every weekend. I'm not watching tournaments every weekend. I mean, I'll tune in. I'll pay attention.
Like a lot of Americans who just watch the Masters, four majors, right?
Gehrig and I, a long shot to bet on.
Let me look here. I think
he's going to give you UFC 300 picks. Why can't you give him a favorite first?
See, I
scratch his back and scratch
your
back.
The fun bets are like betting on the top five or top ten.
Give
like
us something.
So Matsuyama is like plus 360 to make a top five. Mm-hmm. I think that's a nice bet. Or even top ten, he's plus 175. Hideki Matsuyama.
Okay.
I think he's got a top ten or a top five in him.
Rory,
that's a long shot.
What's Rory?
Rory for a top five. I mean, he's plus 1,000 to win it. And by the way, I root heavily against Rory. I can't stand him.
I love Rory.
I hate Rory.
Why do you love Rory? Why do you tell us?
Why do I dislike him?
Yeah, I mean, people want to know.
Just his antics. When the whole LIV Golf thing split, and we don't need to get into that, but he was such a whiny baby saying, you know, they should, you know, I don't know. And then the whole thing with the Ryder Cup. You know, it's, I don't know.
You don't like him.
He's a weasel.
He is, man.
He's a weasel.
Well done.
Nate loves him.
Yeah, he's my guy. I like him.
Is he?
I like.
Couple weasels.
Him and John Rahm, those are my guys.
I don't mind Rahm.
Rahm, I like Rahm.
Yeah.
He seems like a good guy.
Rahm, yeah.
I've heard good things about him.
He's defending champ.
What a weekend in sports, though, huh, boys?
Yeah.
You got UFC 300. You got the Masters. You got the Red Hot Royals. You got Messi coming to town.
Wow.
Even though Nate has zero details about anything involving the match.
He's playing.
That's not true. I gave
I've
some
asked
details.
You.
He's playing.
He's playing.
Starting?
Don't know about that.
He'll play.
How much is he going to play?
Don't know.
That's kind of a dip.
I bet he's got
deal.
About 30 minutes in him. About 70-minute mark to put him in.
Sounds like me. I got about 30 minutes in me, but I got to get 10. I'm in trouble.
I got about 30 seconds, so I got to get out of the studio.
It's great timing. Yeah.
Got to go.
What else you want to know?
Yeah,
UFC? You want some UFC picks?
Nate just figured out the show lasts till 10, so bear with us here.
Sometimes.
Right.
Where are you going?
In the room next door.
Yeah.
Oh. No, make him tell you.
Yeah.
Make him tell you. Because you know why? This is a
live looking.
This is an absolute sign of disrespect to you and the time you give us on the show.
I think it's a sign of respect. I thought you and Sherm were both going to be here at the same time, and I just get out of the way so you guys can have the spotlight.
He texted yesterday. Hey, is Sherm and Dieter coming on the show tomorrow? Like, no, for the first time in the last 2 years. Today's the
Their attendance is just
there's always one of them's on.
They're here. Whether they're on time. Their tardiness is an issue.
Right. At all times.
Right.
I defend you. You hear what
they're
he
really
thinks.
We're here.
They're always present.
Yeah. We always try to stay late. What's the
big deal? That's what I mean.
But Sherm was here.
Well, that's Sherm
was. There's always someone here.
Right.
We have each other's back. We play off each other.
They're always present.
Not everybody wants to hear me every week.
Ask him where he's going. I can tell you.
I already have a feeling he's taking a call for some soccer thing.
Boom. Nailed it.
Pretty good feeling right there.
Hey, well done.
See you later. See you later, man.
Yeah. Now lock that door.
Yeah.
See you later,
got
man.
Got a booster seat over here?
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Yeah.
He actually does.
UFC 300, man.
Let's get to it.
Hey, by the way, just a show note. Kevin Ioli will be on tomorrow at 8:30 to preview.
There's your guy.
Hey,
like Ioli?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I don't know who that is.
He covers, for a long time.
I'll probably know him.
He covered UFC and boxing for Yahoo Sports.
Yeah.
Now he's on his own, KevinIoli.com.
He's awesome.
But there's nobody better.
He is awesome.
He's terrific.
Well, I got a couple UFC guys that I want to get on here for you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Trey Ogden, Garrett Armfield, and Miles Johns.
Sounds like you should have a big watch party at Chicken and Pickle with those guys.
We are. It's going to be huge. It's
going to
be huge.
I do my research.
There's probably going to be, man, I would guess... I would say 150 people up there.
Will you find one of those guys to attract people there?
I'm going to start going to the MMA gym just to mess around like once a week with those guys. They're littler guys, so they're kind of Nate size but smaller.
So, Sherm, how long could Sherm last with one of those guys in the cage?
Yeah.
I think Sherm's taking those guys.
He can take them?
He's taking them.
They're small. They're
go.
Super small.
He just
threw
Nate's booster chair down and took his headphones.
You can,
and now Sherm's sitting in Nate's chair.
Guy.
He just asked,
this is my
he asked how long you would last in the cage against, like, the Garrett Armfield, who we have out.
Yeah.
Welcome in, brother.
I said I think you could take him.
He's a small.
Well,
he's
135
pounder.
I mean, he's small, but I don't know how long, like, the round's 3 minutes. Like,
right. I think you
might
got
have
him.
To get my cardio up a little bit more.
Nah, we'll get him. I'm going to start going
tag
up.
Team?
Yeah. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
You meant to have your music ready when you walked in.
Tag team. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. KU sucks.
Okay, so we're gonna pause the UFC 300 talk because we have to get this nailed down now. So what's he got to do now that UConn beat Alabama?
Yeah, he's gonna come to once a month to a baseball game in full Yankees gear.
Once a month,
you got to make sure we all know about it.
Oh yeah, well I mean I've already sent out the group. You know, he already declined this weekend.
It's my daughter's birthday.
You should have said that.
How many times can he decline before, like...
I just have to do it once a month.
Once a month.
Okay.
So, like, there might be one tournament that he has to come to.
What does he have to wear?
Full Yankees uniform.
Cleats?
He can wear turf shoes.
Oh, man, I wanted to wear cleats.
I don't have baseball cleats. I have some football cleats.
Some metal
cleats. You can play football. Yeah.
Metal spikes.
I want you to wear the football cleats. With the socks...
What about eye black?
Pants, hat.
Some eye black?
No, some sunglasses maybe. Yeah. Maybe bring your glove and like sit in the outfield and
Zach Campbell.
Bring a glove to catch a foul ball.
If you're going full Yankees, then you got to shave the beard.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I would go mustache.
That's
I'm not going to, but I would do it.
I mean, that's the Yankees.
We should have put that in the... Yeah, that would have been
good. So where are the games played?
Depends.
Yeah, I'm not driving up to Liberty to go to a... I'm not doing that.
Oh, no. There's a lot of I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that.
No, there's a bunch out at 3-2 out in Lenexa, so.
Yeah, I'll go there.
There's usually a pretty good crowd out there that you get a chance to see.
Oh, yeah, there'll be enough. There'll be every field's being used, and there's probably 20. Yeah.
He's going to say no, and I should have done this, but I got one request. Before the game, can he shag fly balls? With
hit some fungos?
Or, you know, can you get out there?
Let me get the stick.
You can come out. Yeah, yeah. Let him out there a little bit.
I'll show him running. Yeah.
Yeah, you can come out there a little bit.
Do some sliding practice.
Yeah, slide. You want some dirt on that.
You do infield?
We do infield,
He'll catch for the infield. Yeah.
Oh, buddy, okay. I'm all in on that.
He's
got
to slide, though. I want him to slide.
Yeah.
I'll show the boys how to run the bases.
Those kids would be so motivated.
Oh, to have
so
Gehrig
fired up to have him out there sliding. And
oh, yeah. They'll be fired up for him.
Man.
We'll get the news out there.
Yeah, see? And we can
box four.
You got to tell us we want to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll let you.
I'll be live streaming all of
Do they not play at Blue Valley?
They do, but that's the league.
Yeah.
I want you to come out to one of the tournament games.
No, they need to play in like the league again. Like travel baseball, travel sports are ruining.
They are in the league. They are out there in Blue Valley.
No, but they're ruining kids' lives.
Tell them about it.
I mean, I think me and Sturm have had this conversation.
Let's have it on the air.
It's like all these travel teams, like these kids are doing something every single weekend of their lives.
We don't have a
traveling
every weekend.
Traveling all summer. You don't get to be a real kid.
Where are we traveling? To Liberty and Lenexa?
Where else are you going this summer?
Well, this summer we got invited to the Eastern World Series in Florida. That's actually an honor.
Scam.
To go down there.
Oh, it's just one tournament.
Exactly.
He says they don't get to be kids. No Showbiz Pizza, no Fun Factory, none of it.
The kids love being in a hotel and running around with their friends, going to the pool.
I'll second that. I played club soccer. I traveled. It didn't ruin my childhood, and that was the best part.
The guy turned out was perfect.
It's not the same, boys. It's not the same.
How is it not the same?
I think the problem with youth sports is making kids at a young age pigeonhole themselves into one sport.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I think that's the problem.
I agree with you.
An 8-year old, you're like, you can't play baseball or football. You only can play soccer. I think that's the problem. You can't play basketball.
Well, that's the issue with travel sports. It's like going all year round.
No, it's not. Almost all of our baseball kids that are on our team play football.
Or basketball.
And basketball.
Yeah.
They're all on the same team together.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
I should wrestle, but shrimp soft.
We got two kids that wrestle.
Your kids. I want your kids to wrestle.
All right.
I want to go to some matches.
Oh, yeah. See if you come up to a...
Do you not want your kids to wrestle?
No, I want them to wrestle.
Yeah, that'd be
but
good.
But I'm not going to ever force them to do something.
No, don't force them to do nothing.
If they're not into
wrestling
it...
Wrestling is a sport you force them to do.
See, this now we're talking. Now there's the reason why he doesn't. Like, he's going to force
with your kids with your school program.
I get it. Like, you just say you have to do it once. And if you don't like it after doing it once, then you can.
Yeah, no, it's getting close to that.
Girls wrestle now. Will you make your girls wrestle?
If they're into it, they might.
You got to make them do it.
You just
got to
make them do it. You just said that you're going to make the kids
girls
do it.
Girls versus boys. I'm not going to make my
girls
do it.
No, you just said. What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Why?
One's a girl, one's a boy. What are you talking about?
You know, but there's girls' divisions now.
I know there is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they're into it, girls, hey, they might be. Gigi might be. Chloe's kind of strong, too. Like, they might be into that.
They might be.
We'll see.
Where is this guy?
Yeah.
He sucks.
Tell him. That's a great question.
He went to take a call in the other room because he's some soccer.
Yeah, soccer Zoom. Yeah.
Soccer regional.
We just started going to 10 a.m. on the
show. He's done. He's done. He's off the show.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, he's off. Just get rid of him.
He's going to be gone the week of the NFL draft, so can you guys co-host one of the shows at least?
If we can wear suits every day.
I'll wear a suit. I'm not wearing a suit, but yeah.
We'd like to have you in the day of the draft, that Thursday, come in here, 4 hours. We'll just break it down.
Yeah, sure.
You guys give us inside information. Do it all.
Yeah, all right. That Thursday.
A 4-hour draft special.
You guys are in.
All right. What day is that?
It's the 25th.
Oh, okay.
25th?
I can swing that.
April 25th?
Yeah. The draft goes 25th to 27th.
Nice. Can you guys book a special guest?
See, my job is in sports, and so I know these dates.
X-teaming,
whatever.
Some of the guys
special?
Don't come to town until like the 28th, I think. So,
but even on the phone, whatever.
Oh, phone guys? Yeah, phone guys.
Yeah, we can get a couple phone guys.
You get Nick Saban on?
I don't know. I mean,
what if you reached out to Nick Saban? How would he receive you?
I'd have to reach out to the director of football ops. Mm-hmm. It's funny. Like when you get recruited, when I had the recruiting call with Saban, his assistant calls, gets me on the line, and then I'm waiting for the assistant to give the phone to Saban. It took like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's going to vet you a little bit.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. And then like this, yeah.
All right.
What else you want to?
A lot.
I mean, I heard you guys talking about UConn in the last 25 years. What's wrong with Hurley's comments?
There's nothing wrong with him. Jake didn't like him. Nate didn't like him.
KU boys.
He's been running. So they've been running college
play
basketball.
Play it. Don't you have to. You got
no, I
right
heard
there.
It. I heard what he said.
I'd like to hear it again.
I didn't hear it.
You know, UConn's been running for the last 25, 30 years. UConn's been running college basketball. And I see all the former champs over there. And we run. We've been running college basketball the last 30 years. Let's go.
So I would say if he would have said we have been the best program in the last 25 or 30 years, I say yes, you have.
I mean, isn't that just the same way of saying we've been run, like, wouldn't you consider that the same thing almost?
No. I mean, if they would have made the tournament every single year and they have won every conference.
He didn't say men, he said UConn, the university. So you have to put both men and women in there.
But he didn't say we. I guess he did. I don't know.
He said UConn.
Yeah.
He didn't say like us as a men's basketball program.
But I think he meant us as a men's.
But I also think he meant we're the best program, and like, so it's both. It depends on how you want to look at it.
I guess. But if you're including women, that statement fits better.
Yeah. Oh, I think for sure. I mean, I also think that
when I heard that
25 years, we have six national championships.
You've been the best program in the last 25 years. There's no
at winning national championships. Put it that way.
Just the best program, period.
How about the hating ass WNBA players hating on Caitlin Clark?
I got tired of that.
Like
with Taurasi.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's very similar to like a lot of the ex players that are in the media world now that hate on players.
Yeah, but like that's on their own platform, not like broadcasted live right on ESPN for you.
I mean, I think it's kind of great. I mean, just the fact that it's drawing interest. I mean, maybe
they're a little jealous or nervous.
Oh, they absolutely
UConn
are.
Not jealous.
They are.
UConn girls jealous.
But also, they're creating creating rivalries. Like you know, when Caitlin Clark plays Diana Taurasi, like that's like.
Yeah, it's going to build that game up.
Did you see how many national televised games that the Fever are going to have next year?
How many?
In the previous year, they had one. They're going to have 37 national televised games this year.
And that's the one.
That's
overall,
the number one pick.
Okay, so they're, yeah.
I don't know if that's the right team, but whatever team Caitlin Clark is going to.
Indiana.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
But the point is, she... And I'm not, like, the debate, like, who's the greatest of all time, I didn't see half the people that they're, you know, debating against. So I don't know. But what you can't argue is she lifted the sport.
Yeah, 100%.
And she took the sport to a different level, to where more people were watching it than ever before, and the popularity skyrocketed.
I'm not a huge fan of like the best, because there's different eras of basketball and different way the guys play, women play. Like there's different times. Like UConn was women's basketball for a long time there. Like the only team that could win, like there was no chance. Everyone would pick them in their bracket, like whatever. Now there's parity in the college basketball, women's basketball world, and it's actually really good for the sport. There's other teams that can go and win on any given night compared to just when it was just one team that was just dominant, which is fun to watch.
I think Caitlin Clark is the only reason anybody watched any of the women's games this year.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of young girls out there that are freshmen that are like the girl from USC. She's going to be fun to watch in the next couple of years.
The good thing is, what I think happened is she brought a lot of eyeballs to the tournament and to the games, and then like a lot of girls, a lot of daughters, a lot of sons, a lot of people like basketball watch this and think, oh, this is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And then you see, oh, there's some other stars that like her, like Juju from USC, you know, Paige Beckers, all of them. And so now we'll see if that carries over into next year, but we'll also see if her popularity carries over to the WNBA. And so it's going to be really interesting, but you can't deny what she did for the sport the last couple of years.
I mean, I was literally watched like five or six women's games just to watch her play.
And just like the way she plays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
They were scoring sometimes quite a bit more in a game than the men's games were.
Just the way she scored was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, because
pulling up from deep. You don't ever see that.
Yeah, I mean, just some of the shots, and because she made a lot of them. You know what I mean? And she took that team. I mean,
yeah, you take her off that team. I don't know how many games women play in a season, but I'd say they don't go over 500.
They sure as hell ain't going to the national championship game back to back years.
No,
we have Anthony Sherman and Gary Dieter in studio. We'll be right back after this on WHB.
I love this song.
Are you? Are you a fan?
I love this.
Who is it?
Slitterbomb.
Slitterbomb. I forgot about that place.
Speaking of, did you see the new potential development going out there in, what's that area called, just west of...
Bonner Springs.
Yeah, did you see that?
Mattel?
Yeah, Mattel World or something like that.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Looks like a little like Disney Springs. That'd be interesting. Did you see this, Jerm?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
It's like, it $350 million or $500 million or something like that?
Proposal.
Yeah. It looks like, have you ever been to Disney Springs? Yeah, Pro Bowl.
Oh,
it's a theme park.
Man-made, like, lake in the middle, and then, like, hotels, and just like...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hey.
More things, buddy.
More things out there, and maybe the Chiefs.
Trying to get ready for the...
Mattel Adventure Park.
Oh, they already have a website?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably not the first one ever.
I mean, it might be. Locations. How about location that thing? See if we can get some...
Glendale, Arizona and Kansas City, Kansas.
Glendale, shout
Featured
out.
Featured rides, Hot Wheels Bone Shaker, the sick. Ultimate Ride, Hot Wheels Twin Mill Racer, Barbie Beach House.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm all in.
It'd be like a whole development out there.
I go out to Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun at least once a year.
I did Worlds of Fun last year for a Coca-Cola deal.
Do the combo. Do both. Go to Oceans of Fun in the morning and then walk over to Worlds of Fun in the evening.
I went during the absolute worst time I could possibly go.
See, I go...
Hot.
Oh, my God.
I go on the first day of school every year.
Yep, that's a good idea.
So there's...
You go by yourself?
Oh, I mean, I usually get a crew.
I like a... I like
guys your age.
I love fall weather for their amusement parks.
Yes,
like when it's like 50 degrees.
And gals.
What is he? What's he saying?
He goes alone, and he's trying to say he goes takes his buddies.
You go alone to the
lady? No, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't go to Oceans and Worlds of Fun by myself. I have been in the past, like the last 3 or 4 years on 4th of July. the day before, the 3rd of July, actually, before the 4th, because the 4th is crazy, so no one's there on the 3rd.
Yeah, because the fireworks display and everything.
Yeah, so the 3rd of July, and then the last day of the year, which is like the first day when school starts for the kids. Those are the 2 days usually.
I go watch that, the Slitterbahn. How do you say it? Slitterbahn? Slitterbahn?
Yeah.
Slitterbahn.
I watch that video, like, documentary thing, like, once a year. I just find it so interesting that something like that can happen.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
You know,
thanks for bringing the show down, Gary.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Just speak my mind.
Right. You're just filling in for Nate.
You sure are.
Yeah, Nate sucks.
You would be a good, like, Nate replacement.
A Nate Jr.?
Yeah.
I can't fill his shoes, man.
No?
I think you could.
I don't think it's very hard.
But I can't.
It's like an 8.5. I think you could. What about this Rashee Rice thing?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's tough.
Play the Ian Rappaport so we can get the official. So I'd like to, or maybe you can give us some insight to this. Sherm, what did Ian Rappaport say?
Yeah, we take a turn there from a feel-good story to one that is really not good, honestly, for Rashee Rice, the standout receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. An arrest warrant has been issued by Dallas PD for Rashee Rice for his role in a high-speed car crash from last month. He received eight charges, according to police, for his role. I'll read them to you. 6 counts of collision involving bodily harm, 1 count collision involving serious bodily harm, 1 count aggravated assault. Remember, his attorney has already admitted that both cars involved in this crash, a Corvette and a Lamborghini, were either in his name or belonged to him. Rashee Rice posted on Instagram recently that he takes full responsibility for this, for his actions. Meanwhile, the NFL continues to monitor this very serious.
Yeah. It will. I feel that he's going to end up being a big fine, probation. He'll get suspended by the NFL for probably 4 to 6 games. And then hopefully he can move on from it and continue to be a great receiver.
Good learning experience for him. Realize how fast it could go away.
Yeah, I imagine his driving license will be suspended for a while, too.
Yeah, there'll be other things like that.
I mean, here's aggravated assault is a second-degree felony. It's punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Collision involving serious bodily injury, it's a third-degree felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And collision involving injury is punishable by 5 years in prison, up to. Those are all up to. Those are all the charges that he has.
Yeah. He hasn't had any trouble in the past, has he? There was nothing in, like, it's first offense on all that stuff. So
you hope there's a plea deal on the table.
There'll be something that happens unless they're having an issue with that stuff down in Dallas or not, and they'll he'll be the goat for it, and he'll be a punishment that's
make
a lot more severe. Make an example of him and go from there.
Speaking of goats, wasn't there a goat on the bridge in Kansas City the other day?
Yeah, they got it down. They got it down. It's safe.
That goat escaped. What did it escape from?
Well, they said the zoo was pretty close to it, but
it was somebody. No,
it was like from Bethany, Missouri, or something.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That goat escaped like 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's been gone for 2 years.
That's what I saw somewhere.
It's pretty impressive.
You kind of look. There's a little ledge, and goats are amazing.
Someone said the goat stuck on the bridge. I said, someone will get my homeless down from their bridge. What's going on here? He's the goat. See, yeah. We're talking about laugh track, whatever. Let me run the board.
I'll let you.
Yeah, you know what? You come in here and have Nate run the board. Let's do that.
No, don't. He'll fall asleep right there. He'll be asleep.
Hey, guys, got to leave.
3 minutes into the show.
Here we go. Stolen goat. Stolen goat.
Stolen.
Reunites with owner 2 months after getting sold. Those 2 years.
That's still pretty long.
A happy ending has finally arrived for Chug. The goat, nearly 2 months after he was first stolen from a farm in Bethany, Missouri. And so the goat was rescued from a ledge below a bridge along 63rd Street in Kansas City. First responders stepped in to get him off a perch he was stuck on about 80 feet above the ground. The owner said, "We're just really excited to get him home and have him where he belongs. We're surprised to see him again, to be honest." Who the hell stole Chug to begin with? Well, he's stealing the goat.
It's sad thing. They just wrote Chug off.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, they make a very good, strong push to find him.
Poor right. Chug.
Chug was greeted by his mom, dad, lots of siblings, and 80 acres of farmland to roam.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a great story.
Isn't it?
Great story.
So
you should get some goats at your house, Sherm. That'd be fun.
Goats?
Yeah.
Oh, they're crazy, man.
No.
Well, I mean,
do you need the grass?
Do you need? Yeah. Do you need some land cleared?
No. I don't need any land cleared. I do it myself.
Not that.
There's a company that they like. If you need some
brush, grass grazers,
they'll drop goats off.
There's a house out by you that does that.
Yeah, I know.
Off of 199.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you want to go to the MMA gym with him? It seems like he's really anxious to get you in the.
Hey, I'm not going. I'm not going to that.
He said he's not going. You just said once a week. Why
he's
doesn't
got too much pride, too much ego?
Is that what it is?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
He's afraid of a 155-pound man.
No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going.
I mean, this
I'm
would
not
be good
gonna
for
agree.
Your long.
Why
I'm
not going to agree with the go somewhere with Gehrig, seeing that he can actually hold up to either you've experienced it being there very long, two showing up on time.
Showing
three,
up on time.
Not canceling, you know, early.
Right.
And just saying, I can't make it today. I got too much going
on. Oh, you mean the podcast episode we did last week where you just left the city?
What happened?
Things got to go on.
Who was your guest?
The UFC kid.
And he, what happened?
Sherm just wasn't there.
I got to take
left
care of some
to
business.
Dry.
Why are you so anxious to get him in the mixed martial arts gym?
I just think it'd be fun. A fun bonding experience for Sherm and myself.
We hang out all the time.
We hang out, but we don't like physical activity. Like,
wrestle around with you, apparently.
That's what men bond.
Yeah, all right.
That's what men do.
There's an ulterior motive.
I'll think
there
about
somewhere.
It.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, no, I know. There, yeah,
something's going on here.
And
know.
He loves social media, so you know he's going to get it out
no,
on the
wouldn't.
Camera
no,
and
I
take
wouldn't.
His phone
no,
out and start filming
is
everything.
Is that what this is? All no. about getting clicks?
If it was like baseball.
It is.
If it
for
was
him?
No, if it was like baseball or some random sport, yeah.
So what this gym, is it mostly like jiu-jitsu?
I think it's all around MMA.
They do everything?
Yeah, because the owner of it is a UFC fighter. He just won his last fight.
They got a cage?
They have like a wall that's a cage. So I think they do some work on there. But it's like a classic jiu-jitsu gym where it's just all mats. I went there for the first time yesterday. Just check it out.
Scott tweeted in and asked Dieter if he can get Chicken and Pickle to stay open later than midnight for fight night.
It's Ooh. Open until the end of the card.
So
okay.
Take that.
The Swede says, can you ask Dieter if he's free to play Beer League softball 8:30, 9:30 tonight at Mid-America off Johnson Drive? We need a sub, and I've heard he's the GOAT athlete.
It would be fun to get out there and play some softball, but 8:30. I only play softball with one team. I'm pretty loyal to my guys that we play with.
What team is that, then? Where are they
What are they called?
Average shows.
They actually play Tuesday nights, but
out at Mid-America.
Yeah, which is really that's fun. I love some slow pitch softball, but it's hard to get out there that late. It's hard to get out and do anything, like Sherm said.
Matt wants to start a GoFundMe for Gary Dieter to bet against the Royals.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I told you, and when I bet against them, they win, so it'd be good for you guys.
Are you going to give us UFC 300 picks before we're done?
You want to ask me?
Okay, we're going to take a break.
No breaks.
Well, we got a break. That's what he says. All right? That's what this guy, he's got his master's pullover on, so we got to do what he says.
My master's boy.
We'll take a break back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol and Sports Radio 810 WHB, UFC 300. We need picks.
Huge.
We need parlays. We need wins.
Huge.
All right?
Make some money this weekend.
Let's go through it. You said, I asked you what fights you like. All of them. I mean, they're great fights on the prelims.
It starts off with
early prelims.
It literally starts off with a banger.
Let's go through it. I got the whole card right here. You pick.
Yep.
Tell me what you got. Just start from the bottom. Pick every fight.
I'll take I don't know how to say the dude's name.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
We'll take not Cody in the first fight. We'll take.
You're picking against Cody Garbrandt.
Yes.
What about Bobby Green versus Jim Miller?
I want Bobby Green. You can't bet on women's fights, really. Sometimes they take the odds away for whatever reason. Give me Jalen Turner.
Okay.
We're going to go Aljamain's going to get back. moved up a weight class.
What about Holly Holm and Kayla Harrison? I want to see Kayla Harrison's debut.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype behind that. I just look, but there's not odds on the fight on the UFC website. So
Holly Holm ain't no joke.
Yeah, I'd probably say Kayla Harris is going to knock her out. There's a lot of hype behind her, like you said. I want Yuri. I think Yuri Prohaska gets back. He gets back in the business. Bo Nichols, the largest favorite ever in the UFC in this fight. They're just throwing him against slappies. Guys, like, probably if I walked in the ring, it'd probably be the same odds.
Wow.
I think Charles Oliveira gets back. I think he gets back on track. This next fight, Gaethje versus Max Holloway, it's going to be interesting. Holloway's coming up weight class to fight Gaethje. Gaethje's a banger. Max Holloway's never been knocked out. Somebody's getting knocked out that fight. I'll probably put my money on Gaethje since Max Holloway's moving up weight class to fight him, and Gaethje's no joke. Zhang Wei Li is who I would pick. She's a dog. She smokes all the women at that weight class, like 115, I think. And then the main event, Pereira and Jermell Hill. Oh, my. It's a banger, boys. It's going to be a stand-up. It's going to be what the boys want. The boys are going to get rowdy at Chicken and Pickle in Overland Park. 150 people in there deep. Everybody's going to be screaming. Alex Pereira, man.
They're going to be standing and striking a lot in this one?
Oh, that one for sure. That's going to be straight stand-up. I mean, I think the whole card has potential just to be knockouts left and right, which is great.
Will you stay for the whole card?
Yeah, yeah. I'll probably be there a little late depending on when Messi plays. Hopefully he plays first half. I can get out of there, go watch UFC.
Oh, so you're going.
I said that early in the show.
No, but you
didn't say it on air.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
You did not say it on the air.
Did I not say that?
I don't think you did.
He wasn't here. What are you asking him for?
I was here the first show.
He's a soccer guy. He's supposed to back me up.
I was here.
You did not say you were going to see Messi.
You didn't say that.
No, you said Messi's in town. You said off air. You said,
well, I don't know if I'm going now.
You're gonna be there. Too.
Who are you going with?
I don't know.
Oh, I know who you're going with.
We know who you're going with.
You gonna play around?
I don't know.
I know who you're going with.
I don't know.
He's gonna go to the same with the same person that he's gonna kick people out of suites.
Is that what you're gonna do?
Man. I'm not in control of that.
How you doing?
I'm just there.
How are y'all doing?
Big time.
Hey, it's awesome.
Big time Charlie over here.
I'm just there. I'm just a boy. Just a boy watching a boy.
I don't think he's gonna. I think you're gonna have to wait till the end of the game.
You think?
Yeah.
He won't go until like the 70th minute.
That'd piss me off.
60th.
Prepare to be pissed off,
I'm
sir.
I'm a guy that likes to leave early. Like, I like to, especially soccer. Like,
not
like
happening.
One half, get out of there.
Well,
I've seen enough. I've seen enough of 0-0. Like,
show
on,
up
boy,
late, come. Then. You're good at that.
Damn.
The ice man.
That's leaving.
The ice man.
He's leaving the booth.
Oh, he's sensitive.
That was one jam too many.
See
ya. I'm going in there.
Bye.
He's getting after Jake now.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
That was one too many.
I wouldn't do that.
One too many. You should have seen the look on his face. You got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
Hey, listen, that's sensitive skin right there.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he just walked out.
Seems like it.
Got
him. Sorry. He's going with the.
Maybe he'll get stuck in the elevator again.
Yeah, right.
That never happened, by the way. I clicked the button, it went right out, got off, and I was in.
This is just
that never happened.
You seem real comfortable in that chair over there.
No, this is a nice chair.
You like this angle?
I like this over here.
Yeah.
I like this better.
I think I kind of like it over here.
Yeah, well, you don't have the seat anymore, so you have to sit over there next. You're in punishment.
You're in timeout.
You're in timeout.
You're putting you in timeout.
I kind of like this seat, though. It's like a booster seat, you know, for a short guy
you
like
me. You
put
the booster seat on it.
Yeah, no, but.
What is that thing you had on the chair?
It's a.
He threw it
across
the
Lombard.
Well, that's because my legs are too short to fit over the edge of the chair.
He doesn't want him dangling.
He's going to sit up like this.
Yeah.
Going to move around a little bit. Yeah. This thing swivels. I mean,
I'm willing to trade with you if you want to do this more permanently.
No, listen. Well,
this is just a kind
you
of
won't be here enough to even make that decision.
You're just putting me in my place.
Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'll actually be here tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be here.
I won't.
What? Where are you going?
Right?
You going to the Masters?
Yeah, he's not.
My dog's got surgery.
Oh,
gotta
man.
Got to take the dog in the vet.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he'll be all right. He's just got a
ask him how much the surgery is going to cost.
Well, a lot.
Yeah, the dogs are no joke.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's not too bad considering some. But he's got like a tumor the size of like a tennis ball.
Oh.
And the dude's only like 18 pounds.
Oh, but you have a little dog like that?
I inherited it.
Oh, okay.
It was my grandma and grandpa's. And my grandma passed away.
He got defensive about that, didn't he?
No, I would see him with like a big Great Dane or something
like
that.
It's like a puggle. Like a
what
beagle pug mix.
Okay.
I also have a Rhodesian Ridgeback, about 100 pounds.
So how old is the little fella?
Rocket's 10. So, and it started like the size of a golf ball, and it's just like in the last year, it's just kept going big. And it's like, if it was in a normal spot, but it's like right under his arm, so it's like hitting his arm when he runs.
Maybe he loves to fetch.
No.
No. I didn't know. Save you some money.
No.
Oh, boy.
No. My last tie to my grandma.
Well, he just left.
He probably had to go somewhere and didn't want to say anything, so he was going to make a scene.
Dramatic.
And then, like, he's going to walk storm out, but he really had to leave early anyways.
Right.
Premeditated.
He was here on, like, somewhat on time, so.
Somewhat.
Somewhat,
you know,
yeah.
You never know. That's Anthony Sherman. That was Gary Dieter.
Congratulations again, Sherman.
Yeah, thank you.
Your boys.
Thank you.
You think this has been Nate's best hour?
I don't think anyone noticed that he wasn't actually in studio. He wasn't actually in the room.
The show just sounds quiet. A lot better. I'm not sure why.
Yeah. I think it was just one of those things. Maybe next hour you get another call and just let...
Yeah,
you know, I can do whatever it takes to help the show.
That's fine.
Yeah, just not being here.
Right.
The show.
We'll be back after this on WHB.